The classic Mosaic trial established FOLFOX, 5-FU, leucovorin, and oxaliplatin as the new standard of care for stage 3 and high-risk stage 2. How do patients tolerate FOLFOX?
Aloxetine has as its major side effect neurotoxicity, and there are two flavors. One happens on the day you get the treatment. So that night when you go home and go into the refrigerator or go into the freezer and touch something cold or drink something cold, you have sort of an unpleasant feeling in the fingertips and in the throat, possibly. Also, if you're one who likes to walk barefoot around in a cold floor kitchen, you would notice it on your toes as well. But it's really not that big of a deal medically, but it's kind of a nuisance for patients. And it lasts about 2 to 3, upwards of 5 to 7 days with each cycle. Now, that you learn to tolerate. You drink your beer warm, if you will. But the cumulative neurotoxicity is that if you keep getting the oxaliplatin for 12 cycles or 6 months, almost everybody gets neurotoxicity. And some patients will get this fairly badly to the point where they have trouble buttoning buttons, tying shoes, writing checks, that sort of thing. And so that's something that both a patient and an oncologist have to keep in mind and keep as a very open dialogue as this chemotherapy goes along. Now, fortunately, that neurotoxicity, even though it's pretty common, reverses in essentially everybody by about a year to a year and a half. So it's not a permanent neurotoxicity, but it is something we want to watch out for and try and prevent if we can. Only 12% of patients actually got that degree of neurotoxicity. And frankly, most of us have adapted our behavior recently so that when patients come in with that complaint. And again, this is really fairly far down the line. This might be cycle 10, 11, 12, really the last month of the chemotherapy when they're having this. We might back off on the aloxetine and not give as much or even hold it all together to avoid that toxicity from getting any worse. So as we've gotten smarter about the side effects, we're better able to keep patients out of that trouble.
What about sort of more global effects on people's quality of life, nausea, vomiting, hair loss? What's the difference with the IV 5-FU versus the FOLFOX?
Hair loss is not a big issue with oxaliplatin, so one is not to expect a great deal more hair loss than one sees with the 5-FU. We do use nausea medicines to prevent nausea, and so because we're so good at that now, it is really rare that patients have nausea and vomiting with this treatment. Oxaliplatin is a little bit harder on the bone marrow, so more commonly patients will have low platelet counts or low white counts. But again, we're pretty good at managing that and adjusting around it. But really the phenomenon that I've noticed is that because we're so much better at giving the chemotherapy and because patients are tolerating it better and living fairly normal lives, we are wearing them out. Probably the most common thing that patients complain of with each cycle is a day or two of kind of sit around the couch fatigue. Not hit the bed and can't get out of bed fatigue, but really don't feel motivated to get up and do much. But then after a couple of days, they pick up pretty quickly. So fatigue is a big element of chemotherapy. It fortunately does not seem to be overly limiting in terms of patients going to work and driving and doing daily things, but there is an occasional patient whose fatigue is more of a major issue. So we watch out for that as well. Given it by the port and the pump that we're doing now, actually enables us to give much higher doses more routinely with fewer side effects than, in fact, we had with the old regimens. The old regimens actually landed people in the hospital often, either with diarrhea or mouth sores with dehydration. This newer regimen really does not have that, so it's rare that we would admit a patient from side effects from the chemotherapy using the newer regimens, where it was relatively common in the older regimen. So we're trading, if you will, a little bit more hassle with the port and the pump and the neurotoxicity, a decrease in life-threatening toxicities using the new regimen.
There's been sort of a new potential choice on the block, which is the FLOX regimen that was presented by the NSAVP last year. Can you talk about what FLOX is and how that has affected the spectrum of changes that you present, if at all?